before we crossed this hill where the firing was coming from, she had told us that she will give us the signal to cross. And before she gave this signal, she sort of made some sort of a diversion for the Turks that were firing up the hill, anything that moved or anything that passed. So this diversion automatically brought a lot of fire. And while this fire ceased for 5 seconds, or while everybody ran off.
In other words, while they were reloading, that's what you said yesterday.
Yeah, while reloading, or in that instant when when all their guns were emptied, because I don't think they had automatic weapons. It was one of those single types of guns in those days. And we got on that side. And at this time now, the three families are there. And with the, and amongst them, there isn't a man. The oldest one is this girl that was helping us, you know, leading us more or less. Brother, who was, I'd say, around 14, 15 years old. He was the oldest male in the whole group, actually. And while she was trying to get the attention of the caretakers or the watchmen inside there, this brother of this girl said, "Oh, I forgot my pouch, a money pouch. And she was trying to stop, before she could stop him from running, he ran back to the house to get it. And they did fire at him, but they didn't hit him. But when he did come out with his pouch, he was shot right in the doorway. And he was shot in two places. He was shot in the leg and someplace in the chest. Anyway, he died. And at the meantime, while we were still there trying to get attention of the thing, and
So were you banging on the door? Is that how you were trying to get the attention?
Yes. You know, not everybody, but, you know, we had a piece of stick or something. Mm-hmm. And it's a big door, and that thing is like a big place. So even with a small piece of wood or something, when you hit it, it will vibrate way down at the end of wherever the guards are, wherever the night watchmen or whatever they call them are. Because we're trying to... She said, "We go in and we'll surrender to these Turks." They're also Turks. And at this time, while we're trying, one of the neighboring Turk from the opposite direction, of right opposite where we were standing there trying to get attention from that closed-in mall, whatever. The mall isn't the right word for that, but I can't. That's the only way
it's
I can explain.
It's like Kapalı Çarşı in Istanbul, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
See?
Covered market.
Yeah. And one of the neighbor Turks, drunk, come out with a wheeling knife in his hand. "You are my sheep,"
to slaughter, maybe.
To slaughter. Says in Kanınızı içerim. That means, "I'm going to drink your blood." And he kept on coming. And the neighborhood knew who he was. And some of them said to him, "Don't be like that. You know, we're neighbors. And you know, and no, I'm going to clean. This is going to be my share." Well, they couldn't convince him by talk, trying to do this. So this girl picked up her rifle and shot him right in the forehead and dropped him dead right there. Otherwise, he was going to come in and... And he was drunk. You could tell he was drunk. You know. And, they kept on pounding at the door. And then somebody came to the door. The door's closed now. And we're talking from a closed door, conversing. Told him who you were and that we wanted to get in because we're being fired. Well, the voice from inside said, "Will you surrender to me, you know, and to us?" And this girl said, "Yes, we will. We will be your prisoners," or whatever. Well, it was the big thing at that time, the Turks to kill as many Armenians as they did. they were heroes. They were killing Armenians. That's all they were doing. So we figured, or I was too young to figure, but this girl figured we're going to go in there and be surrender ourselves to one or two, three, I don't know how many were in there. And under those stand, with that understanding, he opened the door. And we went in that door, and no sooner that door closed, this girl killed that Turk right there. Killed him right away with a knife. And at the meantime...
Did this frighten you? You were standing there watching all this.
I was shaking my boots, naturally. I was clinging to my mother and of course, we couldn't do any screaming or anything because we didn't want to call any more good. There's two other guards there, and which we never met those two other guards. Evidently, somebody else had taken, carried them somehow from the other end, I guess, because this was a long thing, Or either they had killed them. We never saw them anyway, but we knew there was more than one in there, So we got in there. Now we're free from fire from coming all around, And so we walked through this whole group, led by this Armenian girl, Shakerlian's girl, led us. And now this thing led way to the other end of...
That's to the Catholic Church, you
no,
said?
No. The Catholic, we left the Catholic That's Church was on our yeah. side where mm-hmm. we live.
Yeah.
And this thing led close to El Sorchagan Church. And I used to know the name of that church, and some of the old timers probably know what it is, but I forgot the name of the church.